You open your eyes to find someone who feels both deeply familiar and utterly foreign. This isn't a riddle, it's marriage. Kevin and Melissa Fredericks didn't set out to become relationship experts. They were just high school sweethearts who followed all the rules, waited for marriage, attended counseling, said the right vows. Yet 18 years later, they've built a social media following of millions, not by pretending marriage is easy, but by admitting it's brutally hard. Their honesty has earned praise from celebrities and therapists alike because they dare to show what happens after the fairy tale ending. Their story begins in 11th grade history class and winds through broke honeymoons, communication disasters, and jealousy-fueled fights, all while discovering that real love isn't about finding perfection, but building something meaningful with gloriously imperfect human beings. Kevin and Melissa followed the church formula perfectly. No sex before marriage, proper counseling, church wedding on June 26, 2004. As broke college juniors with $384 for their San Francisco honeymoon, they spent their first night in Kevin's basement apartment, the dungeon. But nobody warned them the fairy tale doesn't account for reality's messiness. Melissa expected losing her virginity would transform her into someone confident and new. Instead, she felt exactly the same. Their honeymoon's vacation sex set impossible standards for regular Tuesday nights. Their religious upbringing had labeled questions about sex as sinful, leaving them unprepared for intimacy's actual work. The promise was simple: follow the rules, get the reward. Reality proved far more complex, requiring daily compromises and constant communication that no premarital counseling had prepared them for. Effective communication sounds simple until you're seething with resentment you've never voiced. Melissa would smile through Kevin's work events while internally cataloging every time he declined hers. Rather than speaking up, she retaliated, refusing to attend his coworker's wedding at the last minute, claiming exhaustion. Kevin remained oblivious because she'd never told him how she felt. Their breakthrough came during quarantine check-ins. Melissa revealed she wanted to end their podcast to give Kevin more free time while he worried about replacing the income. Through genuine dialogue, she discovered his deep fears about providing for his family. They developed practical strategies, avoiding "you always" accusations, implementing soft startups for difficult conversations, and distinguishing between compromise, both adjust, and accommodation, one completely gives in. Their California move exemplified true compromise. Kevin got his wish to relocate sooner than planned, while Melissa secured 6 months to prepare rather than the immediate move he wanted. Most relationship problems aren't about what you're fighting about. They're about what you're not saying. Few topics carry more silence and shame than sexuality, especially for couples raised in purity culture. Melissa's Sunday school pastor compared virginity to fresh gum and sexual activity to chewed gum nobody would want, creating shame particularly weaponized against girls. Boys received different messages, still discouraged from sex, but with underlying a tomboy approval. The implicit promise? Abstinence would lead to perfect married sex. The reality? Melissa's good girl syndrome persisted despite being married, and even after 18 years, she actively fights ingrained shame. Their journey toward healthier intimacy began 13 years into marriage with their stoplight method. Green activities are comfortable, yellow need discussion, red are absolute no's. This built trust by ensuring boundaries were respected. They also address mismatched desire honestly. Couples rarely want sex at exactly the same times, and rejection feels personal even when it isn't. Perhaps most crucially, they warn against the "you should know" pitfall. Melissa needs emotional closeness and conversation to feel intimate. Kevin spells intimacy S-E-X and feels personally rejected when she declines. Understanding these differences transformed their sexual relationship. Jealousy can strengthen or destroy a relationship, depending on how it's handled. During their third year, Kevin's comedy career took off, while Melissa stayed home with young children, struggling after her parents' divorce. Kevin performed at nightclubs where scantily clad women posed with him using hashtags like #KevsNumberOneFan. After 6 months of suppressing her feelings, Melissa exploded over Kevin playing Twitter taboo with fans instead of connecting with her. Their defining moment came when Melissa discovered inappropriate texts between Kevin and his theater friend. Her uncharacteristic rage, throwing his BlackBerry, made him realize he'd violated their marriage boundaries. He immediately ended the friendship completely. This taught them that when jealousy stems from actual boundary violations rather than insecurity, the appropriate response is prioritizing the marriage over any outside relationship. They introduced their friend Danny's concept, choose us, prioritizing what's best for the partnership even when it's not exactly what either individual wants. Understanding whether jealousy signals genuine threat or stems from insecurity determines how to respond constructively. Using Esther Perel's insight that when you pick a partner, you pick a story, and then you find yourself in a play you never auditioned for, they explore how circumstances force role adaptations. Their unexpected pregnancy 2 years into marriage illustrated this perfectly. While Kevin excitedly called family, Melissa sobbed, not from not wanting the baby, but because her checkbox personality felt unprepared without financial security. After Isaiah's birth, their dynamic shifted dramatically. Kevin felt jealous of Melissa's immediate excellence as a mother and hurt when she stopped attending his rehearsals. Meanwhile, Melissa juggled work, childcare, and household duties while struggling with postpartum depression and abandoning her vision of being a powerful career woman. Their problems stemmed from staying locked in roles that no longer served them. A minor argument about soccer uniforms finally made Kevin realize they needed professional help. 15 years later, they're still working to resolve problems that first emerged when Isaiah was born. They now consciously discuss emotions produced by changing roles and have regular check-ins, because without communication about how transitions affect both partners emotionally, resentment builds and creates distance that becomes increasingly difficult to bridge. Most couples don't prepare for conflict. Melissa thought good marriages had no disagreements. Kevin avoided fights to preserve their image. Their worst argument erupted over directions to Jack in the Box. When Kevin said, "This is my car. If you don't like it, you can get out," it triggered unresolved pain from high school when Melissa had kicked him out of her car. They created 7 rules. Stay on topic, avoid name-calling, manage intensity, never yell, offer reconciliation first, avoid physical anger, and don't shut down. After 18 years, their key lessons? Unvoiced anger intensifies. Empathy and assuming best intentions help. Pursue separate interests. Vulnerability builds trust. Prioritize sex. Experience firsts together. Remember, parenthood is temporary. Marriage is lifelong. Honor your partner publicly and privately. Inject spontaneity. Dream together. Say I'm sorry explicitly. Protect intimacy by being selective about what you share. Marriage isn't about rules or appearances. It's about showing up imperfectly, communicating honestly, and choosing each other daily. Real love isn't found in fairy tales, but built through consistent choices to understand, forgive, and grow together.